You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
For this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Scandinavian Tobacco Group, which is commonly called STG, and also part of General Cigars. Is that right? Everyone with me there?
I think it's the opposite.
Is it the opposite? General Cigars
is part of...
Yeah, Scandinavian Tobacco Group. Right.
But here's the lineup for today from STG. We've got the Punch Egg Roll, the Cohiba Rubicon, the CAO Flathead Speed Shop Habano, the CAO Stoke, the El Titan de Bronze Redemption, and the Room 101 Namakubi Chingon. Barger got like 4 of the 6 cigar names correct when he first put this lineup together. You almost had it, man.
Man, I'm trying.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today we've got good old boy Benjamin.
Howdy, neighbor.
Good old boy Rich.
How do, y'all?
And good old boy Robert.
Present.
And good old boy Mike off the microphone this time and doing the ones and twos where he belongs. Our smoke segments are about all cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And for this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Scandinavian Tobacco Group, which is commonly called STG and also part of General Cigars. Is that right? Everyone with me there?
I think it's the opposite.
Is it the opposite? General Cigars is part of... Yeah, Scandinavian Tobacco Group. Right. Benjamin is going to tell us all about the lineup and our other plans because there are lots of words in that page and I find challenging, like egg roll and...
Plage?
Yeah, plage. Plage. I was wondering if you're going to catch that or not.
Oh, not much I missed, brother. Yeah. But here's the lineup for today from STG. We've got the Punch Egg Roll, the Cohiba Rubicon, the CAO Flathead Speed Shop Habano, the CAO Stoke, the El Titan de Bronze Redemption, and the Room 101 Namakubi Chingon. Barger got like 4 of the 6 cigar names correct when he first put this lineup together. You almost had it, man.
Man, I am trying. I'm close.
So close.
Missed it by that much.
We're going to go over these cigars and then give you our most respected opinions. And we'll be rating these cigars with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best, plus our signature sounds. And here's an example of one of those ratings. 1. This sucked even before it was lit.
May or may not be in this episode.
May or may not. If you are a cigar newbie, or maybe you thought learning to speak Swedish was a requirement for this episode, Fred and I, we got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode, where all of the cigars speak will be decoded.
Oh, yeah.
Just search for Sip Sud Cigars 101, and that episode called Smell My Foot should appear, or follow the link in our show notes.
That was a fun episode to record. We all had no shoes on.
That was an interesting day.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Don't you always have no shoes on?
Currently, no. Yeah, you're right. I don't. Robert?
What?
It's called grounding, nerd. Yeah. Look it up.
I always wear my shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
I cannot deal with smelly feet. By the way, has anyone tried to search smell my feet on the interwebs?
No.
Apparently.
Which website?
I don't know, but apparently it's a very popular children's book. Just make sure that you add the whole search when you're doing it.
Yeah, add the whole search.
Yeah.
Don't need to wind up on feet finders or nothing
smell
like
my
that.
Or feet, you know.
Yeah.
It could get you in trouble.
That's right.
The rest of us had the chance to smoke these cigars in advance, but Barger used Barger time, and he smoked it in the truck while he was sitting in the parking lot.
Maybe.
3 minutes before we turned the mics on. Our production room is currently filled with smoke from all six stickets at once. All six sticks at once.
Careful.
And they're all Bargers. Yeah, because we all smoked them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Kind of like a locker room for 14-year-olds discovering Axe body spray after gym class.
Oh, God.
You got to hit the full motion.
It's the cross, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The cross section
you
of making
X. You got to complete the pattern.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
A little more on the balls. So. Yeah.
Right on. All right.
The Beaver Nuggets.
The Beaver Nuggets. Oh, man. You sent me a tailspin. Okay.
Great TV show, by the way.
Take four. I took big words one and two in junior high, so let me tell you more about STG. They are big, like really big.
How big are they?
How big are they?
That's all you really need to know. STG is just a machine that gobbles up tobacco-related companies globally, like 16 different companies and thus quite different brands. We're going to be rather light on the brand background for the sake of time. STG contains about 200 leading brands, including cigars brands Macanudo, La Gloria, Cubano, Panther, Signature, and La Paz. They make over 2.5 billion cigars every year.
They also do Partagas, Room 101.
That's big.
La Jolla de Monterey.
That's pretty big.
So like big?
Like big.
Like big.
Maybe Robert should have taken little words one and two.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of big... Let's talk about the punch egg roll.
Put your pants on, Rich.
Hey.
Tell us about the egg roll.
I'm going to tell you about the egg roll. So Punch is named for the European puppet show character, Mr. Punch, back in 1840. I bet you that was hilarious.
Dude, I actually bet it was funny.
This is a typical... Oh, sorry. Missed that backup. This is a typical Cuban brand story. They made great cigars, and then it all changed. Typical Cuban, right? They continued to make cigars in Cuba for the global market, and the U.S. domestic brands migrated to Honduras. So not all punch cigars are created equal. The egg roll is a limited production from General Cigars / SDG. The packaging and branding is a playful reminder to Chinese takeout, as the box is a Chinese takeout container.
Love that.
They released this just recently, and sorry, I'm not going to get used to that.
That's like that
right
number
now.
Four rating we got with the Magnificent. It gets me every time.
How long? You know, like a year before we got used to that one.
I mean, this cigar is not going to get that rating, but keep going.
This thing was released back in February of 26. The Egg Roll XL, the return of the Egg Roll, bigger and better than ever. Its wrapper is a Connecticut broadleaf. The binder is Ecuadorian. Filler is Colombian, Dominican, Mexican, and American. And let me tell you something. This thing is big. It's a big cigar.
Man, I really tried to smoke this cigar yesterday.
You did?
I really did.
And by yesterday, you mean in the parking lot.
Yeah, just before this.
Yeah. Right.
Before we open.
I think the bigger ring gauge and the longer the cigar... did not do it justice. I think these flavors blend great together, but not in that size format.
Let me just say this. I would have given this a better rating had it not been a 6x60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. This thing, I mean, I don't know. I know that the bigger cigars was kind of a thing for a while. I thought they had kind of gone away, but
still a thing.
I think I like a Filipino egg roll or a lumpia or something, you know?
Tom. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a smaller size would have done these flavors absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, spring roll.
Correct. Yeah. Like a half the size that it was, because one, I had draw issues from the start. You know,
I didn't have any draw issues.
Did you guys also notice that It's kind of a square box pressed cigar.
I don't think mine was that.
Well, mine was in like when I rolled it in my hand, it lumped around like.
Did you keep it in your back pocket?
No. It was in my front pocket. But it was, you know, it was really different, and it seemed like they tried to do like a soft box press almost on it. But maybe it was from the packaging.
Yeah. Did you notice that the wrapper didn't go all the way to the end of the cigar?
No.
Like the binders under.
The foot.
Yeah, the shaggy foot.
It's supposed to represent the cabbage in an egg roll.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Who would know?
Asians?
Punch me. I'm ready to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. But what do we think we're going to give this cigar rating wise? I guess we're going to go with a 3. Some people enjoyed it. Who enjoyed it?
I mean, you know.
Get out. I'm kidding. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a.
Hey, welcome back to Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I hope you enjoyed those commercial breaks. We just went over the Punch Egg Roll, and some of us need our eyes checked. We gave it a 3. So here's my complaint about this cigar, amongst other things. But, like, the size...
I thought Mike was off the mic today.
No, he's on. He's on. But the size of this cigar, it did not smoke how it should have. And the shaggy foot, I had to relight this cigar 3 times before I got through the foot.
So is the shaggy foot there for just aesthetics, or is it supposed to light better? I don't know.
Like Carrot Top's hair.
It's an aesthetic thing.
Okay.
It is a nod to the egg roll.
Well, yeah. Did you notice the fortune under the band?
I did not. What did your fortune say? Get a job, loser?
Yeah.
Mine said, I'm never going to give you up, never going to let you go. Never.
You got Rickrolled?
I got Rickrolled.
Oh, there you go. What'd you get?
It says something about working hard and laziness, like laziness pays off better now. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'll be lazy. Well,
so that's a very hot take.
I don't know.
All right, well, moving on. Again, go out there and try these cigars for yourself, folks. Don't take our word for it. We're just radio personalities here. Benjamin, what do you got on the Cohiba?
Well, what I have here is that Cohiba, it's all fake. There, I said it quickly, like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat that Cuban brand storyline, except this time the brand migrated to the Dominican Republic.
All right. Ooh, salsa. We're all vibing to this.
It said you have truly created something iconic when people begin ripping you off. Even the show has experienced our fair bit of counterfeiting, although there can only be one burger.
Thank God.
That's right.
Yeah. Jesus. That's right. Holy moly.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
A common comment is that there are 4 fake Cohibas for every authentic Cohiba stick. The Cohiba Siglo 6 cigar is easily one of the top 5 most popular cigars globally. The Rubicon's blend features an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, an American broadleaf binder, and a quartet of fillers. Dominican Piloto, Honduran tobaccos from La Entrada and the Yamastron Valley, and Nicaraguan tobacco from Esteli. It is made at STG Donley in Honduras and offered in these 3 sizes. The box press Robusto at 5.5x55, the Toro at 6x54, and the Gigante at 6x60. It's a targeted value by price point to give people something to try beyond chasing those elusive Siglo 6 cigars.
Seek the Holy Grail.
I believe we smoked the Toro in this.
I had the Robusto.
Okay. Press. Well, it was box press. That's right. Fantastic.
Yes. Absolutely.
I really wanted to hate the cigar.
I still hate it.
Like, I mean,
just on general purpose.
Well, I can hate on it for being a Cohiba, but like, I would buy this cigar.
Yeah.
Like, I will smoke this cigar again.
And the way, you know, the way where they have it priced is, I mean,
so I think this is part
of above its price point. For
yeah,
sure.
No, definitely. Absolutely. But I think this is part of that. I know they're not rebranding, but in my opinion, it's rebranding.
I think they're just going for a new market.
They're hitting that new market. Yeah, they're expanding that new market into that everyday smoker buyer. You know, someone to be more obtainable for the everyday person. Yeah. And I think that is fantastic.
Love that.
And then they released the M series last year too, I believe it was, in the blue box. The LE product that we got, and those were fantastic too. And then the year before that, they did the LE with that basketball player with the gold band. Do you
didn't
remember
get
that?
One of those.
Yeah, you did. You were there. but anyway, it was really good too. The only thing that you were there.
You were there.
One of the things that I've noticed about
talk to my attorney
Cohiba
about that.
Is that, and this could just be my opinion, but when I smoke Cohiba, like, we all know that wrappers are thin, right?
Biggie Smalls?
Yeah,
not
right?
A thin wrapper.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But it's almost like the wrappers that Cohibas put on their cigars are thinner. And they break open easier, and they have, like, they're more easier susceptible to damage. And I don't know if that's just a manufacturing deal or they... I don't know how they do it. Maybe they stretch the leaf. I don't know. It could just be my imagination.
Probably.
Definitely your imagination.
The leaf stretcher.
Yeah.
Leafs.
But anyway.
Stop trying to light them with your feet.
Yeah,
I imagined it, so it's a fact.
But sorry. Cohiba also had Mike's.
I did my own research.
One of Mike's top five was the Behecki, right? The Behecki 24 or whatever it was, whatever he gets his hands on in Cuba. Anyway, those are okay. I've had them. They're not bad. But anyway, so what are we going to rate this cigar at? We're going to give it a 4.
Nice.
Magnificent.
I was wrong. That rating is in this episode today. So I'm going to go over the CAO Flathead Speed Shop Habano. There's plenty of background on CAO in another episode, but quick summary of Janos creates an amazing brand, including the iconic Flathead, which I think is one of John Huber's first blends. They chased the rainbow with General Cigars and got sucked into STG machine. This is the newest installment called CAO Flathead Speed Shop Habano. And the name suggests it uses a Habano seed wrapper, one grown in Ecuador. Underneath that is a Mexican San Andreas binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Marketing materials say that the cigar was built for cigar lovers who wants more refined ride while staying true to the Flathead's bold attitude. Someone passed me a bucket filled with Central American sunshine and a little happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
That was one of my favorite songs happy. As a kid. But like most CAO, it's made at STG Esteli in Nicaragua. It's offered in 3 Vitolas. It's got the V654 crankshaft, the V660 carb, and the Habano big block.
That's 77 by 70.
So I believe...
Definitely get the lube out for that.
Oh, compensating for sure.
We got the carb, right? The 66x60? Anyone have it in their notes there? I think we got the 6x60.
I thought it was a crankshaft.
Well, okay, the 6.5x54?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we got the crankshaft. All three sizes have engine theme name with General Cigar Company saying... The 6.5x54 is the new one for the Flathead brand. I already feel like I have engine dirt under my fingernails before it was lit.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, 100%.
And I probably did too at some point. Listen, I liked it.
The first time I ever smoked this, it was given to me by like a complete stranger in a cigar shop that I had struck up a conversation with. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised and was excited to revisit.
I just thought it was okay. I didn't really excite me at all, to be honest with you. I didn't really compel me to revisit it.
Didn't rev your engine, no. Rich?
Nope. Oh, no, man. No.
Rev it.
I smoked this thing to completion.
Oh, chill, dude.
And it was awesome. I liked it.
The one I had construction issues, but I've smoked a few of these in the past. I've enjoyed them. I mean, it's not a memorable cigar, but it's not something that I'm going to pass on.
Well, we'll be right back with the rating on the Flathead Speed Shop Habano.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. Thank you for those ads. We were talking about the CAO Flathead Speed Shop Habano.
Habano.
And we haven't yet got to the rating part, but just before we get there, you guys remember when the Speed Shop series came out, right? And they were all different color bands, like red and blue. And
I think it's the Flathead series.
Is that the Flathead series? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was a Flathead series or Speed Shop series.
Speed Shop, Steel Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, those were words coming out of my mouth.
Sound like a Flathead.
Yeah, dude. I know it, right? Those were the days when the Flathead first came out, I believe, was during the transition from CAO being an independent to
CAO
being under STG's umbrella, because they hit the ground marketing that thing like a bandit. They had all the ashtrays, all the signs, all 100%. The everything in the shops, and it was just crazy. But I remember them being good cigars. You know, I did not like those cigars, which is same with this one. So what are we thinking rating-wise? We're going to go with a 3. I got outvoted on that island.
Yeah, I like how we put our numbers up and then Barker pulls a number just out of thin air.
You all did 3. I did 4. Yeah.
Well, it worked this time.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
It worked this time.
I
wish to register a complaint.
I'll start putting my fingers up first then.
That's what.
All right, Robert, tell us about the CAO Stoke.
All right. This blend was developed in a collaboration with Peter Stokeby Pipe Tobacco, which makes sense considering that both CAO and Peter Stokeby are owned by STG. Blend-wise, the CAO Arcania Stoke is made from an American broadleaf wrapper over a Nicaragua binder. However, the filler blend is actually divided into two parts. The first half features Dominican and Duyo tobaccos, and the second half uses Cyprin Latakia, a fire-cured tobacco used in pipe blends. In addition, there's some Honduran tobacco used throughout the filler, and the cigar is made in the STG Estelif factory, or farms, whatever it is. So this is where I kind of get about this cigar. 80% of the cigar is covered by...
Latakia?
No, by a band.
Oh, yeah.
So
I wish to register a complete...
The bigger the band, the better the smoke, right?
We had an episode about that.
100%.
Yeah. So before we get into anything, it took me about a minute to get this band off the cigar.
Had to heat it up. Right. Get the glue loose.
Right. It reminded me of a West Tampa band. It was on there pretty secure.
Uh-oh, shots fired.
Well, I love that cigar, all of the cigars, by the way. So they describe this as a limited series release with 70K cigars, which is kind of crazy since that's more than some brands produce in a life in the whole run of a cigar.
Yeah.
It comes in the Mortal Coil at 6 1/8 by 50, the Firewalker 6 1/2 by 56, the Thunder Smoke 6 1/2 by 52, and the Stoke 6 by 52.
Yep.
I really liked this cigar. Other than the band, when I see a big band on the cigar, I hate big bands and I cannot lie.
Oh God.
Had to
stop
do it.
Stop it.
But I didn't want to like this cigar, but when I lit it up, it wasn't bad. And when it transitions into that pipe tobacco, it's really kind of a different thing. I enjoyed it on that. The Latakia is really nice.
So I didn't hate it. But it kind of falls into that Kentucky Fire Cured.
It does, but I like Kentucky Fire Cured. I like.
Yeah. I mean, but okay, so like even like, remember the Nika Rustica?
Yeah.
You know, it kind of in that same kind of vein, you got a little burly or whatever's in there, something to just punch you in the face with that pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
It works. It was subtle in the Stoke. Which I liked it, that it was subtle and not overpowering.
Right, I was worried it was going to be overpowering.
Yeah, I was too. And then as soon as I smoked it, I was like, you know what? I can deal with this. This is okay. The retro on it was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
Man, kind of burny, kind of that pipe tobacco really, really stood out in the nostrils.
Yeah, Latakia is kind of hard on a retro.
Yeah. So, but when we had the Arcana Stoke, right? 6 by 52?
Yes.
Is that right? And man, just the bands.
The band was 7 by 52.
Yeah, the band was 7 by 52. But see, that goes like, we have another episode where we talked about branding. It's in our back catalog if you want to go check that out. How many bands does it take to make a great cigar? And Mike's holding up 5 fingers.
Yeah, at least.
So that's, you know, if you don't have 5 bands on your cigars, what are you really doing?
Yeah, but this is only one band.
Yeah.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just
that's
a
right.
Big one.
But, you know, as far as it goes, like, let's just talk CAO for a moment. As a brand, as a local Nashville brand that it used to be, it was really hard to see it leave. And it was really hard to see it kind of tank a little bit.
Yeah,
when STG just took it over, they kind of burned some things into the ground and they kind of made a few wrong decisions blend wise, in my opinion. But over the last 3 years, I really think that they've started to turn the brand back around.
Yeah.
And I've really started to enjoy what they've been putting out.
Well, even when like the CO Black came out, I was like, yeah, this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that was what, five, six years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were seeing the course or the errors of their ways and start turning there, and I like where they're going. I'm actually looking to buy CO cigars now that I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah,
that Vision is a crusher.
Which one?
The Nocturna.
Is it a newer release?
No, because
the last Visions, that was their serialized. I had a box of them for my wedding, the original Vision, the OG first release. That's what we smoked at my wedding. Rich, you were there.
I was there. I was there when you bought
Robert,
them.
You were there too. Yes.
I was there when you bought them.
That's right. You were there. We bought them in Bethlehem, PA, right. Cigar Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, so I was a fan of
the Fossa Noche.
Sorry. The Fossa Noche. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That cigar is okay. It wasn't my favorite.
I like the Fossa line. I do like the Fossa.
I do like the Fossas for sure. The blue labels. I don't remember which one the Fossa is. That's the newest one they just released, is the blue band.
The Fossa Sombra.
Yeah, the Sombra. Man, that cigar is awesome. And they're just really turning that brand. It makes me happy, and it makes me hopeful for STG in moving forward, because everyone, I feel like they got a bad rap going in and gobbling up brands and then just mulling them in the dirt.
I think they were, you know, they're looking to expand and then they're looking to save money. It's like anybody, any company that takes over another company, they're looking to cut costs and increase